Okay, friends. So today we are reading a really fun looking book. It's called I Always Wanted One, and it's by Olivier Tillich. And I think you should check this book out, friends, because it does not open and work the way most books do. When you have a lot of books, you open it and it folds towards you. But this one you have to turn on its side and it folds up. So it's very interesting. I Always Wanted One, and it's by Olivier Tillich, and it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm a griffin.
A griffin. He is a griffin. So watch out, guys, because you never know when he's going to go swooping out of here. You ready, griffin? Here we go. I always wanted one. So that morning, when I saw him there, I could not believe my eyes. I got a little bit closer, and my heart beat a little bit faster. Well, why don't we explain to our friends who can't see what is happening? Who's talking and what's going on?
A little boy, and he sees a dog, and he always wanted a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the picture, we can see a dog. And we can see a boy, and they're facing each other, and they're seeing each other for the first time. And what day is it, do you think?
Christmas Day.
Yeah, it looks like it's Christmas. Okay. I could see right away how cute he was with his big, beautiful eyes. But he was so shy at first. We had to get to know each other. It's often like that with new friends. That's true. In the beginning, I wanted him to sleep in my house. We tried, but it was impossible. He refused to sleep, and he took up all the room. We decided he should sleep in the cat's house. It's very big, and it's right next to mine. And that way he's not far away. Yeah. It's so interesting. You know, when you make a friend, sometimes you want to have a sleepover with them, but sometimes it's not a good idea because sleepovers can, it's hard to sleep with somebody else in your room, you know, sometimes. So you gotta be really choosy about that. I tried to teach him how to eat on the floor like everybody else, but he prefers the table. He's a really fussy eater. He doesn't like anything. I just think it's weird that he doesn't like dry food. Now that's kind of a strange thing to talk about. I tried to teach him how to eat on the floor like everybody else. Huh. That's interesting. Do you know people who eat on the floor?
I tried to teach him how to eat on the floor like other pets.
Ah, oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. He was terrible at washing himself too. But once he's dried off, he's all soft and warm. And lucky for him, I love brushing his hair. And in the picture, what do we see? Yeah, the kid's hair is all fluffy. Well, I guess he can understand then, because both the kid and the dog kind of have fluffy hair after their bath. You get fluffy hair after your bath, too. So do I. All right. So it wasn't always easy, but then we found this game we love. He throws a stick, and I get it and give it back. And then he throws it again. And again, we can play for hours. Well, he loves it, but I have to say it gets quite boring after a while. Interesting. I kind of wonder, you know, this is how a good friendship should be, right?
The dog is like the person. The dog.
Yeah.
Is making the kid do the dog stuff.
Yeah, interesting. I was kind of reading that and wondering. But I feel like what we've learned here is that they're both trying to find something that they both can enjoy together. Right? Both the boy and the dog can enjoy doing things. And that's what a good friend is. A good friend helps find out what your common interests are, what you both enjoy, and then you do it together. But it is interesting that he throws it again. Let's keep reading. He doesn't behave himself all the time. He keeps on running away. I can spend the whole day looking for him. He always comes back eventually. Still, I wonder, where does he go all day? Huh. And in the picture, it looks like the boy and the dog have found each other again. But the boy has been, where has he been? At school, because he's got his backpack. Let's see. It's the same when we go on vacation. I'm always scared I'll lose him. But it's never for long. Wow, on the beach, on vacation, they're at the beach. And there's a lot of people on that beach. So I can see why you might be scared that he would lose him. Don't you think? Okay. At home, the couch is my spot. I don't really like it when he climbs up to join me. And sometimes when we're watching the TV together and eating chips, he falls asleep. And that's quite cute. What's going on right now in this picture?
The boy's asleep and the dog's awake.
And what is the dog doing?
Watching TV.
And he's even got the remote in his hand?
Mm-hmm. That's odd.
That's totally odd. What is going on here? What's going on here?
And I must walk him every day, even when it's raining. If he stays in all day, he tends to get frustrated. But I like to show him off. All my friends have one too, but I think mine is the best one. I know he was a gift, which is great, but I sometimes wish I could have picked him myself. There are just so many of them to choose from. It's fine though, he's still cool. And anyway, I think we quite like each other.
And in the picture, we can see there's the dog, and he's surrounded by people all moving around.
We've known each other for a long time now, years even. He's grown bigger and takes up all the room on my couch. He still doesn't like dry food, and he still loves that stick game. But we remain the best friends in the world.
And you know what I think? I think it's been the dog talking this whole time.
What?
Yep. That's exactly what I think. Because if you think about it, maybe the dog always wanted a human. What? It's true. What? I don't know, guys. Just something to think about. And it is also...
The end.
The end.